not just a spirit, but his spirit, you know, he has sent the spirit of his son into us that we could live and make us alive. And his spirit, by his spirit, we will be raised from the dead. That's all happening through his spirit. You know, his spirit is going to give us life because he rose from the dead. So if we have his spirit, we will also be raised from the dead. This is the way I look at that. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. This puts the lie to anyone who... Again, your spiritual doesn't come first. The natural comes first, and then spiritual. Meaning, you didn't come from somewhere. You came into being when you were by nature created. I never existed till the womb. Anyone who says you have some pre-existence, I'm thinking of my old teacher especially, Arnold Murray. That, you know, they teach pre-existence, that you existed. No. That was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural. No. That which is natural is first. And then comes that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. That is our first life. For our first life is earthy. The second is the Lord from heaven, is Jesus Christ. We have to be made conformable to his image. We're going to conform to the image of his son. So that we know when we see him, when he appears, we're going to be like him. We're going to grow up into him, as Paul says in the later in his epistle of Corinthians, in the second epistle. And we grow into Christ. As is the earthy, so such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are also those that are heavenly. Meaning, as we are like Adam, as is the earthly, so are they, you know. What did Forrest Gump say? Stupid is as stupid does. Earthly is as earthly does. Earthly is as earthly does. You know, we are earthly, we do the earthly thing. Sinful. Dishonorable, weak, corrupted. But that which is afterwards, what? Such as the heavenly. When you become in the heavenly, you will be after the order of the heavenly. Perfect, righteous, godly. And even in this earth, we are moving towards that. And we expect that every day is going to shine brighter and brighter under perfection. And again, Christ's perfection had to be, he had to be crucified. And I expected my end. Now, you can sin not and still not be perfect. See, that's people think, oh, if you still don't sin, you're going to be perfect. You'll be... No. You could be without sin and not be perfect. But again, no man is without sin except by the blood of Christ. But don't think that Jesus is just this condom that protects you from the effects of sin. That's not Jesus Christ. Though he does kind of put that function on you. He does protect you from the, you know, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. But still, he commands us now to abstain from fleshly lusts. Don't abuse Christ. Abusing Christ is to, you know, go into the harlot and expect him to act like a condom for you. The harlot being representative of sin. And just returning and going to sin again and again and thinking, yeah, Jesus is going to protect me. And though he does, let not a man think like that as he's sinning. Because it's like, you know what? If you don't get out of that spot, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. This was obvious Galatians chapter 5, it says, you know, whoever does these things, fornicators, unclean, etc., etc. Hey, if you do these things, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. You will die. So verse 50 had said, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God will be inherited by those who walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. It'll be inherited by those who are actually living in spiritual bodies at the time of Christ. When Christ returns, he will raise. There's going to be a resurrection of the just, and later of the unjust. He's going to raise the just, and they will reign on the earth over the earth. They will be the inheritors of the kingdom of God, though there will be people living in the kingdom of God on the earth who will experience long life and so on and so forth, but they are going to not be... they will be yet... You know, this is something I'm going to let be for now. Well, we will inherit the kingdom of God, but not through flesh and blood. The kingdom of God is set to reign over. You know, that's I guess what I'm getting at is that to inherit the kingdom of God is to reign over the earth and the earthly. You know, like I've been thinking about starting to say, it's like, you know, we are here to overthrow the kingdoms of the world. Not by guns and so on and so forth, by our word and our testimony, and by the coming of Jesus Christ. We're going to overthrow the government of the United States of America, the government of Europe, the governments of Africa, of Asia, and of all the nations of the world. All those governments are going to be made subject to our government, and we will rule them with a rod of iron. These are our plans. Verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Again, a lot of times people take this out of context and they think, you know, we will all be changed. It means all we believers, all we the children of God, you know, all we who partake in the first resurrection. All we who stand in jeopardy for the gospel's sake, all we that are, you know, that are following after this, that are looking and hoping for the resurrection of the dead, you know,